At ESB Networks have begun a 48-hour strike from this morning. The group are members of the Independent Workers Union, which have extended their pickets to work locations which had not previously been picketed. Our industry and employment correspondent Ingrid Miley joins us with more on this now. This is something, Ingrid, that you tell me has been bubbling for some time. What is the background then?
Okay, the background to this is that traditionally network technicians in ESB Networks were represented by Connect, SIP2 and Unite, and all of those unions were recognised by ESB Networks. But a few years ago, some of them defected to the Independent Workers Union. Now, the ESB has refused to recognise them, as that would cause problems with the group of unions that they already recognise. The IWU now claims to represent over 500 of the 1,500 network technicians, and they say they're in dispute with the company over a failure to consult adequately with them over outsourcing of work. But IWU critics say that this is really a dispute about union recognition, and the IWU rejects that claim. 2 weeks ago, the IWU started a work to rule. It has held 2 one-day stoppages, and today it commenced a 2-day strike, days 3 and 4.
So why then this escalation now?
Yes, the IWU says that from today it has extended the scope of its pickets to locations with which weren't previously picketed. Now, why is that significant? Up to now, the ESB has played down the impact on customers. They've only said it was limited. But the impact on strike days depends on how many technicians don't work. Now, that's not just those who are on strike with the IWU, but there's a question mark over how many from the recognised unions are refusing to pass the picket. The IWU claims it's getting huge support and that many group of union workers aren't passing the picket, but the indicator of the truth or otherwise of this would be if the ESB confirmed its absenteeism rate for the strike days, but it has failed to disclose this. In fact, it's acknowledged the efforts of the members of those affiliated unions in helping to keep things going.
This, according to the ESB, has had, so far anyway, a limited impact on customers.
Yes, indeed. The ESB says it has robust contingency plans to mitigate against the effects of what it calls this unnecessary strike. It says the impact remains low and faults are being repaired swiftly. It said yesterday, cumulatively, around 10,000 people lost supply due to winds, and they were repaired swiftly over the course of the day. It has said that ESB Networks rejects today's IWU, regrets today's IWU picketing of other sites, and is very critical of the tactics. But right. The key thing to this, Brian, is that there's no avenue to resolution. The ESB can't go to the WRC because even sitting down with them there will be a form of recognition that'll get it into trouble with others. So it's a big problem that there's no sign of any resolution.
Right. Just on a separate matter, Ingrid, and before you go, some figures out this lunchtime in relation to numbers still in receipt of the pandemic unemployment payment.
Yes, the pandemic payment has been a barometer of where we're at in the economy since it was set up over a year ago. It peaked at 600,000. Today, it's dipped below 400,000 for the first time in 2021 since we went into that severe lockdown. Around 385,000 people are going to be receiving it. And the total bill for the PUP has now hit 7.4 billion euro.
Ingrid Miley, industry correspondent, thank you for that.